Here's something worth sitting with for a moment. What if the t-shirt you bought last week at a clothing store was secretly running executable code? Not metaphorically, literally, actual bash script printed on the fabric. That's one of the stories we're untangling today on Intellijix HN Daily for Wednesday, July 8th, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. That story about the Uniqlo t-shirt is genuinely one of the more surreal things to surface on Hacker News this week. But it sits alongside some deeply serious security news. GitHub's AI agent being manipulated into leaking private repositories, a hidden authentication backdoor discovered in Tenda router firmware affecting multiple product lines, and the European Union mandating driver monitoring cameras in every new car sold starting now. We've got a lot of ground to cover today.
Quick note for anyone tuning in for the first time. While everything we discuss is sourced from the Hacker News community, we're completely independent. No affiliation with Y Combinator, no sponsorship from Hacker News, no endorsement of any kind. We're just two people who think the stories bubbling up from that community deserve a wider audience, and we're doing something about it.
And if you haven't spent time on Hacker News yourself, genuinely, go to news.combinator.com and read the comments. The comment threads are where engineers, researchers, and founders who actually work in these fields tear stories apart and rebuild them with context you won't find anywhere else. We can give you the overview, but the real depth is there. It's become one of the most intellectually honest corners of the internet.
Beyond the security stories, we've got a rich set of technical topics today. The EU's chat control legislation, both versions, 1.0 and 2.0, is getting deep scrutiny from the privacy community after a comprehensive breakdown landed on HN with nearly 700 upvotes and 281 comments. The GAO released a report finding that the Department of Energy is cutting corners on nuclear waste cleanup by prematurely dismissing cheaper remediation methods, and we'll look at what that means for the hundreds of billions in projected cleanup costs.
On the developer tools side, Herder is making waves as a terminal multiplexer that wants to unify your entire workflow, 300 upvotes and 134 comments suggesting it hit a genuine nerve. Davit, an Apple Containers UI, is drawing attention as container tooling for Apple Silicon matures. There's also a new Postgres connection pooler called PGDog with an interesting architectural argument for why the world needed yet another one. And the Carbon Engine from EVE Online just went open source, which is a meaningful event for game development history.
We'll also look at the SICP video lectures from 1986 getting recirculated. Those are the Abelson and Sussman lectures from MIT, and the HN thread is a fascinating meditation on what computer science education has gained and lost since then. Kokoro's local TTS system is making serious noise in the AI audio space. The 30papers.com project is making Ilya Sutskever's essential ML reading list accessible to beginners. And there's a wonderful story about Canada's only watchmaking school that's been running for 80 years.
A lot to get through. Let's start with the security stories because they demand it,